Okay, peeps, I'm not even gonna wait for people to come online because you can watch the replay, but I've got to get this out of my system. I've got to warn you, there's gonna be more fucking F-bombs in this video than you've ever heard me say before, if that's possible, because I'm so freaking fired up right now. So, as you may have seen lately, I did a big launch. Now, I had this massive goal for it to be the biggest freaking launch of my whole life, like 4 times more than I'd ever done in a launch before. So, I went and created this movie, and then in the process of I'm gonna get all teary-eyed. I'm gonna be one of those people that does the crying lives. I did this movie about my journey and where I've gone through in my life and my business and people that I've helped. And in the process of creating that movie, I was then going to teach people about leverage and making money online and feed them into that kind of thing. Here's what happened with the movie. When we were watching the movie, when we saw bits about how to make money online, we sat here, this is me and Nat who works with me, we sat here and go, fuck that stuff off, we can teach that later. All we wanted to hear was the story. What came out of the movie was, for the first time in my life, I've spent forever trying to do better, trying to be better, trying to make more money, trying to be so the best at everything that I can possibly be. What ended up happening in this movie is it's the first time in my life I've been so fucking proud of myself and what I've done despite shit that's happened in my life. Now, I don't put shit on Facebook about stuff that's happened in my life. I tell you little bits and pieces. I don't tell you the gory shit. Of the shit I've been through in my life, it's just fucked with my head. But here's something I'm proud of. I'm so fucking resilient that when things go wrong in my life, I will create some sort of process or system that will help me through it that I can then use to help other people. So when, example, if you look at my blog posts, if I'm teaching you something on my blog posts, it's not always because somebody's asked me to. It's usually because something bad's happened or something's come up in my life or some challenge. I've gone through the process and then I don't teach that thing until after I've gone through the process. I won't be on Facebook going, wow, this shit's gone wrong, pity party, put hashtag hugs underneath this post. I will go away first, go through the process, go be in my solitude, go through the process, learn something from it. Then I'll make a video about it so other people can learn. Here's something I've battled with forever. I've studied personal development since I was 14. I've always followed new people, learnt new things, gone through journeys myself. Every time they do, I've been, you know, we went in, Dad and I went and trained in America with Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, and Michael Beckwith's team. We were the only people in New Zealand at the time that was certified to teach their stuff. You know, I've done Landmark, I've done all these other personal development courses, but none of them set you up in life more than when shit goes wrong and you take yourself through a process. So what came out of the movie is, since that movie went out, and we've built up this audience, you know, in the first couple of weeks, over 100,000 people have watched the trailer and gone through, and thousands of people have now watched the movie. And from that, I was selling Boom, which was all mainly about sales funnels and making money, which is what I've done for a long time. What I love to do more than anything, the feedback that I get from people that makes me most proud is when I help somebody unblock, break through a mindset, smash through a big goal that scared the shit out of them, and now they're just doing it as if it's their second nature. That stuff floats my boat, and what came out of the movie was an outpour every single day. Private messages, phone calls, emails, you name it. People telling me that they were here. They watched the movie, they had a massive breakthrough, they went and did this, and it completely changed them. And having those pour in, I was in fucking tears through the whole launch of this movie. And then at the end of it, I was trying to teach people to make money online. There was a massive disconnect. I'm being totally brutally honest here, I have no fucking filter. There was a disconnect. Here I am inspiring people, telling people part of my story, and then over here I'm teaching them to make money. Fuck that. It's easy to go and make money online. It's math. There's so many people that teach that. It's actually really easy. It's easy for people who know how to do it. It's mathematical equations. There's spreadsheets for it. But what you can't teach is there's just something about the energetic stuff that gets missed out. So I felt like I've been out of alignment. I feel like I haven't been doing what's completely in my purpose. The two proudest moments of my life was watching, obviously having the kids and what have you, but the writing my book and reading it back and go, fuck, that was my life. Watching that movie and watching it back going, fuck, that was my life. And being so proud of what I've achieved. And none of the stuff that's made me super proud is the stuff that's not made me start again. I can help people make money online, which is rewarding because I see the change in their life. But nothing fulfills me more than helping people shift their mindset to get shit done, to achieve that big goal, to just fucking kick ass in life. So what's come up for me lately is for years, people have asked me to do a program that's more about mindset. For years, I've had messages from people and feedback from clients that that was some of the biggest stuff that they got. I remember having a conversation with AJ Roberts, and he kept saying to me, you have to make a Lady Balls program. You have to do a program that's not about funnels or anything like that. Just a Lady Balls program, which is about getting shit done, breaking past your bullshit. And I said to him, who the fuck am I to teach people that? I'm not qualified. I don't have some sort of certificate to prove that I can help people with that. And he said, dude, you wrote the fucking book. So Lady Balls is 80% mindset, 20% business. Boom, the new boom that I launched. I'm not even letting them get to the funnel modules until they go through the first modules. And the first modules is all about working out what you fucking love to do. Not what you're really good at and think that you should do. Not what your parents wanted you to do when you were young, go to college, get a degree and do that. The thing that lights you up and floats your fucking boat. So many of us can be so skilled at so many things, and then you get shit scared and you fall back by default to the thing that makes you the most money. So for years for me, that was building websites. I fucking hated it. I hated it so bad. And when I went out 8 years ago, when I developed the Jodie Jealous brand and I was going out on my own, and people would say to me, people are only going to think that you're tits and heels. That was the call. My original title of Lady Balls the book was going to be Boobs, Heels and Branding, because that was what a coach said to me at the time. Somebody years ago, who's obviously from that day on was no longer my coach, said to me, no one will take you seriously, you'll only be tits and heels. So while I'm trying to launch out under the Jodie Jealous brand, that pissed me off so much, I went, fuck you, and fuck anyone who can't handle me in the way that I am. I'm going to be 100% authentically myself, and I'm not going to let anybody else's shit dictate who I am and how I be. And it was one of the most exhilarating times of my life. It was when I came up with my title. And when I came up with my tagline, and 8 years ago, when I just had my daughter, I came up with the tagline, be yourself, get inspired, take action. And I look at what I've been doing over the years, and I've enjoyed helping people make money, but that doesn't fill my heart as much as what happened by putting my movie out there. The messages that are coming in from people on how it's changed their lives, just that one video completely changed their mindset. It made me realize that I'm depriving the fucking world of the things that I know I can really help people with. So I'm finally ready to step up and create my Lady Balls program. So what I'm going to do, this wasn't the purpose of this video. This wasn't a promotion video. This was just a fucking rant because I'm so frustrated. One other thing I want to say before I talk about my event. Something else that's come up is one of the bullshit things that I've told myself my whole life. And I said it to AJ that day, who the fuck am I to teach anybody about mindset? I'm just as fucked up as the next person. But you know what? We're all a little bit of fucked up in one way or another. And if it wasn't for all the fucked up things that's happened in my life, I wouldn't be able to teach anything that I teach now. I wouldn't even be the person that I am now. Every single thing that's happened in my whole life has brought me to this point to do the stuff that's most important to me. I mean, I've got my book right here and I've started to create a program on my book. Do you know on the weekend I lost my shit and I was lying there on my bed and I got into a downward spiral after being in such an amazing space for the last month? Just that my own movie changed my own fucking life. I was lying there on the bed and I got into a downward spiral and I was like, this is a perfect time to pay attention to your thoughts. And I paid attention to my thoughts and I just went, fuck, if I lay here, I'm going to physically and mentally in this state. I need to get out of it. I know that whiteboard therapy, and I'm going to find out scientific proof as to why whiteboards are just the best thing on earth. But when I take my shit to a whiteboard and whiteboard out my thoughts and then come up with solutions, I can shut that shit down so fast. Found myself in that downward spiral, stood up, it had been about half an hour, went to the whiteboard, I listed all the things that were fucking me off. I took myself through all of the series of questions. There were 7 questions and 1/8 one. And I asked myself the questions throughout taking myself through the process and what would happen if I stayed here and what was the new thoughts that I wanted and what actions do I have to take to make this my new reality? And I took myself through this process and I wrote it up on the board and I just went, holy fuck, that is a whole section of ladyboards right there. I had snapped myself out. I'd gone into a downward spiral for 30 minutes, spent 30 minutes getting myself out of it, and while doing so, creating myself a system to help other people snap out of their own downward spiral bullshit too, which is, by the way, on this whiteboard behind me, because every time someone comes around now, I'm like, got this new thing, it's amazing, you got to see it. And it's really cool, because when I showed it to Dad, he can't see it, but he did a diagram of, it was kind of like the firewalk. It's like when he did the firewalk with Anthony Robbins. If you dropped into any of the other things, then you would actually get your feet burnt. So I'm so fired up right now. I'm so glad that I'm finally going to be creating the Lady Balls program. I've got people going through this book right now. I've got so much in my head that I want to put into this program, but the biggest thing for me is I want to help people get unstuck. I want to help people stop thinking that they have to conform to society or that they have to do businesses or things in their life that they happen to be good at when it's absolute bullshit. I want to help people to do exactly what it says here on the book that I wrote years ago, to have a lifestyle doing exactly what you love. It doesn't even matter if you're not in business. I don't care if it's in your job or whatever it is. I want to help people set the biggest fucking hairiest goals that scares the shit out of them, brings up all of their bullshit, help them fix that bullshit, process it, get it out of the way, and then to actually smash their goals and become the person, create the life for themselves that they've always fucking dreamed of. I wrote my book about it, and we're a work in progress until the day we die. I had this bullshit belief that I had to get to a point where I was then fixed and then I could help other people. But the truth is, the people that help people the most are probably the most fucked up people, because as we learn, as we go, we create these processes and we can help others. We all can. This isn't just me. This isn't just anyone in the mindset industry. This is anybody. So by going through your own processes, coming out the other end of them, we've all got the power to share stuff with people that's really going to help them. And when people are the most scared shitless, when people are conforming to what other people, their society, husband, religion, partners, children, whatever, it's just time to break outside the box. And I'm so fucking excited. So at the end of Jan, we just decided this last night, I stayed up late last night and I was putting this together. We're going to rent a beautiful Mac fucking daddy house on the Gold Coast. I've already found one. We're going to get 10 people, no more than 10, to come along, spend 3 days in this house. We're going to work out what your big ass scares the shit out of you goal is in 2017. The things that you've wanted to do your whole fucking life for whatever reason you haven't done. We're going to go through a process. We're going to release you from those blocks that have been holding you back from doing the stuff that you want to do your whole life. And like I said, I don't care if it's in business. I don't care what kind of goal it is. Whatever that big ass scary goal is for you. We're going to break through the bullshit that holds you back. We're going to unblock you. And we're going to help you set that goal for the rest of the year. We're going to do an activity that's going to take you outside your comfort zone. We're going to do some healing too. There's going to be some Reiki sessions. And we're going to do something really creative, because there's nothing more, nothing makes me feel more shackled as a creative person than not being able to express my creativity. So we're going to do some sort of exercise. I've got a whole lot of ideas where we're going to be fully self-expressed doing some fucking crazy creative thing that's going to keep your juices flowing. And I want you walking away from these 3 days feeling invincible, fired up for the new year. So I haven't actually put it out there. I've only mentioned it to my existing clients. I haven't put it out there yet. We haven't even created a sales page. I just wanted to mention it in here now because I'm so fired up. I have never been so inspired and fired up in my life as I am right now. And it's just the whole process of creating this movie and what you guys have come to me with that's got me excited and got me wanting to do this. This is the longest live I've ever fucking done, because usually I'm coming on here with some special kind of content to share about how to get more people in your funnel. But this is about, fuck that, setting your big scary goals and just smashing them out of the park with the right crew around you. My voice is changing because I'm so fired up. Okay, team. If you want to know more about it, private message me. If you're just saying, fuck yeah, I'm hearing you, jump in the comments below. I'll start chatting to people now that I've got my big rant out of my system. But things about to change. I'm finally stepping up. I'm finally sitting on my own new set of Lady Balls, and the Lady Balls program and the Lady Balls retreat are coming out to you all soon.